In the night you came to me with an ember in your palm, believing you had let her go. Your eyes were so full of sorrow. Don't hide yourself away.
Don't. 98.7, The Voice, new music from Ponceleimon and Ember. And I've got the leader of Ponceleimon. In fact, I think she'll tell you a little bit more about that. Andrea Degens, all the way from, well, where are you? Where are you right now, Andrea?
I'm in San Francisco at the moment, but I'm flying back to England today.
Well, we're lucky to catch you while you're still in the States. Welcome to Twirl.
It's a pleasure to talk to you.
So I got to ask you straight up, where does the name Ponceleimon come from? That's an unusual word.
I first came across the name in the children's storybooks by Philip Pullman called Northern Lights Trilogy. And Ponceleimon was a character in one of the books, albeit a different spelling. And then I looked more deeply into that name because I was thinking of using it. And found that there's a Saint Ponceleimon, and the name means all merciful, and Saint Ponceleimon was a healer. Ah. So everything kind of resonated for me with that name, and the character in the book being a shape-shifting animal. And
wow.
My music, I feel, has quite a lot of healing qualities to it, so it seemed to make sense. Saint Ponceleimon's story resonated with me also.
That is really cool. And, you know, it's interesting. I think you do best listening to this music kind of in a quiet room, you know, maybe lights dimmed, headphones on. For me, I kind of need to be in a zone, and it's really cool.
Yeah, you don't drive.
No.
Well, you can drive. So a friend of mine was driving with it, and, you know, he almost went off a cliff. He got so relaxed. So yeah. I probably should put a warning on the CD.
That's hilarious.
But I reckon, yeah, the best way of listening to it is, lying on the floor in the dark with headphones on.
Cool.
It's
not power pop, folks. It's not power pop. It doesn't come out and grab you by the throat. This is a different kind of music. Really good. Now, how would you describe Ponceleimon?
Yeah, I mean, this album is very cinematic, and it's kind of like a travelogue as well, in a lot of ways, through the terrain of your inner world, and but also then it reflects the outer world as well. It's kind of quite trance-like, but not in the disco trance type of music. It has a trance-like quality and put you into some kind of trance. That's how I'd explain it. It's difficult.
Very good.
And a little bit psychedelic. Yeah, I do like.
I hear that. And the album is called The Butterfly Ate the Pearl. Now, the personnel on the album, is it primarily you or are there others? Is there a band?
So, there's Hugo Race from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. He was playing with them while ago, and we co-produced it together. There's also Will Oldham, Bonnie Prince Billy. He does some vocals on one of the tracks. I think we're going to hear that later on. And Jay Darlington, who's plays most keyboards for Oasis when they play live.
Wow.
He went with it. He loved the music, so he had a good time.
So it's just that easy. You just ask and you get a member of Oasis on your record. It's just that easy.
Yeah,
huh?
Absolutely. Yeah, every day. And then there's Otto Hasser. He's from Vetiver and he plays drums. He's an old friend of mine. He laid down the drums in New York and then sent me the files over because I recorded the whole album in my home studio. Just a simple, humble affair in my basement. The album grew kind of organically in a lot of ways. People would drop by and other musicians, and I would play them a few tracks because they'd be curious what I was doing. And then, they'd really love what they hear. So, I just said, well, if you want to put some guitar down, you're welcome. You know, so it was really, I wouldn't say easy, but it just flowed. Everything just flowed, really.
It sounds like it sounds like kind of an informal group of people who really wanted to be there and help you out with the record.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And the record just took on its own momentum. And then Hugo knew of this studio in Italy called Cosa Beat Studios, which is run by Franco Nedai. And we booked in there for a week in the middle of the countryside, and it was sunny and there was fields everywhere.
Wow.
And it was so great to take all the tracks to that studio and then load them all up into Franco's machine. It just gave me another perspective on the music because I'd recorded everything in a dark basement in a damp, dark England. And then taking it there to Italy, it was just like, oh yeah, this is great. And you know, I could hear the music in another way, which it was really helpful.
So this is great. I mean, you're the international woman of mystery here. This album was made in part in New York and in England and in Italy, and you're in California talking to me in California. So you're just totally worldly on this.
Yeah, I reside on planet Earth, basically. And I mean, Hugo's in Australia, so some of it was put together in Australia too, in Melbourne. And I'm looking forward to playing out live as well. That's my first project when I get back to England, is get the set together, get a band together, and then play out live by early spring, I reckon.
Yeah, how do you think the songs will translate live? They're very, very studio-like, so I'm curious what your plan to bring them to an audience would be.
I would definitely need a full band, and I don't think I would necessarily look to recreate the songs as they are found on the record. I would create live versions of those songs, and that's the beauty of playing live. You can do that. I also like to work with visuals as well. So, you know, in a live setting, I like to create a world of my own. So just to support everybody that's there in space before they've even heard anything. I think it's nice to bring in visuals as well. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to putting it together.
That's really cool. Now, have you ever played in the States? You told me offline before, you've been here a few times. Have you ever gigged here in the States?
Yes, I played in San Francisco. I've played in New York as well. This was a while ago. So I was doing, you know, quite different, very minimal, just mostly on Appalachian Dulcimer at that time.
Wow.
So yeah. I enjoy the American audience. You know, is so receptive, and yeah, it's a joy to play in front of an American audience because they're not as reserved as the English.
I was wondering if there's a difference.
Yeah, there is a total difference. Yeah, absolutely.
Even in a bar, when people have a few drinks, are they still reserved over there?
Not so much. No, then they just get leery. no, they're very good, but I think because we have so much music coming out of England, you know, I think people become a little bit blasé, like, oh yeah, something else, you know. But in the States, you know, it's just a totally different atmosphere, and they're just very attentive, and I really enjoy playing over here.
Interesting. I'm visiting with Andrea Degens of Pantsalemon, and her new album is called The Butterfly Ate the Pearl. Now, what's the meaning behind that title?
It's to do with transformation, and there's the Pearl of Wisdom. And I actually found this book in a garbage bin, and it was a children's book. And there were these lines which were kind of cut out, and what was there was the butterfly ate the pearl, or butterfly ate pearl.
Wow.
And I just thought, yeah, that sounds really good. I like that. And it just brought out this whole kind of narration for me. And yeah, it's there's a whole lot of meaning in there, but I'll let the audience kind of come to their own conclusions, because you know, things can mean different things to different people, and people can take things, you know. So I don't want to translate things too literally, because I like to give the space for people to put their own translation to the work.
So Andrea Degens of Pantsalemon, it's been a pleasure talking to you. How can my listeners find out more about you and purchase your music?
Yeah, I've got a website. So it's just www.pantsalemon.com. So all the albums are up there. But also you can, all the albums are on iTunes and Amazon. So it's pretty easy to find the music, yeah. But the website has got it's got all the videos and everything you'd want to know.
Fantastic. And Andrea, thank you so much for spending some time with us on the radio here.
Oh, you're really welcome. It's been a real pleasure talking to you.
For me as well. And what song of yours should we hear as we end the segment?
Yeah, I think Morning Star. It features Bonnie Prince Billy at the beginning, and it's one of my favorite tracks.
Sounds good. Pantsalemon and Morningstar, and Andrea Degens, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.